The task force started its work after the shootings on the Virginia Tech campus. While shootings are rare, university officials say suicides, threats, and serious mental health problems are not. Keynote presenter was Professor Gary Pavella, a nationally known expert on laws that affect students. He says often one part of a campus doesn't know that another has already dealt with a problem student.
So there's a pattern of behavior in the classroom, there's a pattern of behavior in the residence hall, in the student union or wherever, or the campus police have had some interaction, and no one ties it all together. There's nothing holistic about the image of the student. That's part of the information silo problem.
To address this information silo problem, Pavella says every university should have a threat assessment team that would be available to anyone concerned about a student. Plus, he says there's too much confusion about and fear of federal laws relating to student rights, privacy, and disabilities.
When we have a student who has a mental disability and who is engaging in dangerous, disruptive, or threatening behavior, it is not unlawful to hold them accountable for their behavior and to dismiss them from the institution if necessary, even if their behavior is a result of their mental disability.
However, the challenge, Pavella warns, is knowing the difference between an eccentric and insolent student like Albert Einstein and the student shooter at Virginia Tech. The Campus Safety Task Force is expected to have an interim report of recommendations soon. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News.